This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rebecca Roberts in Washington. Leanne Hansen is away. BP engineers were on the verge of a breakthrough this morning in their effort to stop the leaking oil well in the Gulf of Mexico. But yet another mishap has set them back. NPR's Elizabeth Shogren is in Cocodrie, Louisiana, and she joins us with an update. Hey, Elizabeth.
Hello.
What's the latest?
Well, BP engineers had managed to set up a new pipe that's about a mile long, and the oil had started to flow through that new pipe up to the surface. Just moments later, a couple of the remote robots that they were using to take pictures of this operation crashed into each other, and they knocked the pipes apart again. This has set them back maybe 9 hours, but they think that it has shown them that this effort to fix the well is working, and so they hope to get it back up and going soon.
And what can you tell us about these huge oil plumes below the surface that scientists have found?
Well, actually, we're just now sitting outside of the research vessel that was on the water for more than 2 weeks, getting samples and mapping the ocean to see where these huge plumes of oil were. In fact, I just spoke with one of the researchers who talked to me about what he saw. He said the biggest one that they mapped was about 15 miles by 4 miles. So this is a huge plume of oil deep under the water. And they're also very deep plumes, hundreds of miles thick. So this is lots and lots of oil. And they saw several large plumes like this and then other smaller plumes in the area where the spill was. They also saw oil on the surface of the water and just below the surface. The risk is that this could potentially harm marine life.
So given that there's still this much oil under the surface of the water, even if this tube starts to work, even if they're able to pump oil to the surface, what does that mean long term?
Well, it's still very early to say. The researchers that were out there, they've collected lots of information. They say that they saw surprisingly little dead marine life. They did see, however, lots and lots of dead jellyfish. So the jellyfish are getting hit hard by this. It's not clear yet whether some of the more precious species like bluefin tuna, great sharks, and some of the other amazing creatures that do live out there in the deep Gulf will be hurt by this spill. They still don't know.
And how much activity are you able to see?
Well, it was very interesting. We saw them packing up various samples that they had pulled from the bottom of from the seafloor 100 feet under the surface of the water. So these are basically containers, something looks a little bit like what you would drink lemonade out of, and instead of that, it's full of some dark brown substance, which is basically the matter at the bottom of the sea. They can use this to see how much oil was actually at the bottom of the sea. In fact, they've found that there wasn't as much as some people thought there might be. Much of the oil seems to be stuck instead in the water column.
NPR's Elizabeth Shogren in Cocodrie, Louisiana. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Thank you.